Good afternoon, 12 noon, 46 degrees, Rusty.
A little bit of a light shower across our studio recently, and those scattered showers continue throughout the day. High near 48 expected.
Well, it's getting more likely that Wisconsinites will not have to show photo ID in order to vote in November. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald telling the Wisconsin State Journal today there's very little room for the legislature to act in the wake of Tuesday's federal court ruling that struck down the ID law. Senate GOP President Mike Ellis said any attempt to pass a modified law in a special session would be an exercise in futility. That's because Judge Lynn Edelman doubted lawmakers could pass any photo ID law that would make it as easy for blacks and Hispanics to vote as whites. Still, Edelman says he'll review a modified bill if the legislature can pass one in time for the fall elections.
A 50-year-old Sheboygan man jumped to his death inside the Aurora Clinic on Memorial Drive in Sheboygan last night. It happened around 7:30. Coroner Dave Lafine said the man was a patient and climbed over a third-floor railing and jumped and died at the scene. Lafine said the man had been struggling with mental illness.
A report of a child abduction in the city of Plymouth yesterday afternoon turned out to be a father picking up his child. Deputy Chief Chris Ringel said a resident reported the incident on South Highland Avenue near an elementary school. Turned out to be nothing, but Ringel said police are continuing to investigate the attempted abduction of a 7-year-old girl last Friday, but he said so far they are questioning the validity of that incident.
There was a fatal police shooting in Milwaukee yesterday afternoon. Police Chief Ed Flynn said an officer became involved in a struggle with a man who then grabbed the officer's baton.
The subject began to beat the officer with the wooden baton, striking him in the head. The officer withdrew his sidearm and fired several shots at the individual, striking him numerous times and ultimately causing his death.
The Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation is investigating this case, and this is due to a new law which Governor Walker signed just a few days ago.
Well, a toddler thrown from a car in a crash near Green Bay last Sunday was either not restrained at all or not properly buckled in. Authorities said it was a miracle the 22-month-old boy survived, because most children die in those situations. That car rolled several times. The 23-year-old Green Bay man who was driving was ejected and killed. The infant went to the hospital and was treated and later released.
Well, the rain that's been falling in our area is all part of a massive storm system that has caused a lot of trouble elsewhere, including an explosion at a Florida jail that's suspected. Search continues for missing inmates. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more.
The jail in Escambia County, Florida, is almost completely destroyed following what was likely a gas explosion prompted by the constant flooding in the area. Two inmates are confirmed dead. Close to 150 were moved to other jails, but there are three unaccounted for.
Right now, the building is still so insecure that our folks cannot make entry to do an appropriate head count of the inmates again, and we're looking, obviously, for any more that may be deceased as a result of that.
David Morgan is the Escambia sheriff. A corrections officer was also seriously injured. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
A third person's now been charged in connection with that bomb threat at Rockline in Sheboygan last January. Authorities said 19-year-old Morgan Ledebor helped two others plant a note in the men's bathroom saying a bomb would go off at midnight. That threat forced the plant to be evacuated, costing thousands of dollars in production. Ledebor now facing up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted.
A Sheboygan woman has been charged for helping a Sheboygan man steal copper wire valued at more than $6,000 from the Hanold and LePage plant in Sheboygan last week. Prosecutors said 23-year-old Madeline White was implicated during the investigation. When officers searched her car, they found a large amount of the copper wire in the trunk. White is now facing up to 9.5 years in prison if convicted.
Senate Republicans blocked a measure yesterday to raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. The bill was only 6 votes shy, with only one Republican crossing the aisle on this measure. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said once again Republicans are siding with the rich and ignoring the plight of the poor, who would immediately benefit from a minimum wage hike.
Raising the minimum wage is essential to building an economy that works for everyone, not just the wealthy. No one who works full-time making the minimum wage should have to raise his or her family in poverty.
Meanwhile, Republicans argue raising the federal minimum wage would damage the nation's economic recovery.
A candidate for state attorney general wants to see more prosecutors in county district attorney offices. In an interview with WHBL yesterday, Democrat John Richards of Milwaukee said understaffing at DA offices is a statewide problem that needs to be addressed to ensure state prosecutors can do their job properly.
They work very hard for not a lot of pay, but they really see it as their mission to keep us safe, and we need to be good partners with them and realize that there are only so many hours in a day. And we need to bring more people in to help do that work.
Sheboygan County's DA Joe DiCecco has said low staffing levels at his office may force them to not prosecute some minor cases in the future. Richards is one of three Democrats trying to replace J.B. Van Hollen as Attorney General this fall.
Well, Wisconsin Utilities counting off extra money we gave them to keep our homes and businesses warm during the bitter cold winter. Wisconsin Energy, parent firm of We Energies, reports an 18% increase in its quarterly earnings. We Energy CEO Gail Klappa said this past winter the coldest since his company started offering natural gas service 7 decades ago. How about the forecast?
Cloudy, scattered showers in the forecast, even a few right now in the Sheboygan area. 48 for a high today, 40 for a low tonight, but back into the 50s for a high for Friday.
All right, right now we are at 46 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time now at 12:06.